What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside the woods loving, stream swimming, trail running, kayaking Danielle, yeah. The co-host Fairman, back in the saddle this week. What's going on, Danielle?
Hello. Speaking of saddle, I tested out my saddle seat this past weekend.
For those of you who don't know what that is, Danielle.
The saddle seat is where you have three small climbing sticks you can put onto your back, and then the saddle seat is where you can put your big old tushy into it, and you just rope around, pretty much give the tree a tree hug, and just sit there.
No, thank you.
So
I have to find the perfect outfit to do that.
This is for deer hunting.
It is for deer hunting. It could be just for bird watching if you feel like.
Weird.
That's how I tested it out.
You know that here on Raised in Wisco, we eat a lot. Well, yours truly, the co-host of the show, who food is his favorite dish, that's me. This is a cooking show, after all. Didn't eat all day today. And the sommelier, Megan, the sommelier pirate, was kind enough to bring me fried chicken from the Black Frog in Sullivan, Wisconsin, a fantastic little miniature supper club. So we'll give them a shout
out. They have good Bloody Marys as well.
Ooh, yes. Well,
not that you would know.
I don't drink, but I have good virgin. Nice. They have good Virgin Marys there too. Good burgers. I've never had anything there that hasn't been good, to
Same.
Be honest. We have an awesome show today. I'm really jacked. First of all, I'm a little bummed because, our in-house chef,
Ellie
Lawton, the certified French chef, official chef of Raised in Wisco, is off doing her real chefing job today. But we
being amazing as always,
filling in for her, Megan, the sommelier salad bar Salazar, who's going to do the cooking segment with us today. And we are going to go real deep on eating because we have the one, the only world famous former chef of the tailgate tips for the Milwaukee Brewers, has been head chef at several very esteemed restaurants throughout Southeast Wisconsin, and the former chef of Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
Yes.
Danielle and my show that ran 13 years on Channel 12, ABC station here in Milwaukee. Chef Jerry Garcia joins us. And bro goes, just has it down with the food, is flowing. You slay at food, Jerry.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me here.
I'm excited. Jerry has a voice for radio, doesn't he?
He does. I love it. I like his outfit.
Have a face for TV.
Whoa, Danielle. I was just going to say, you have a face for TV and a voice for radio, Jerry. Jerry Garcia, if you're watching on Facebook, you will see Jerry Garcia and I, he looks substantially younger than me, but we were in the same class in high school together. We've known each other since high school, and we've been messing around with media and the outdoors for, almost 20 years now.
Quite some time, yeah.
Nice.
And that's exciting, and I am jacked because Jerry Garcia is here, and we're going to talk food today, a lot of food. We're going to go in-depth with Jerry what it means to have been cooking for celebrities along the way. And what kind of tips he's got for us to put wild game on the table. Megan Salazar, the sommelier of the show, the official. I don't think many shows have an official sommelier.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think many restaurants do around here.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, in Paris they do, but we're so into the culinary that we have a sommelier, an official French certified award-winning chef on the show. This week we have one of the most award-winning chefs in the area, Chef Jerry Garcia. And we have Megan's lover, Dave, who is becoming a recurring theme on the show.
Dave. Turning as a tomato red.
Dave does not have a microphone, so I feel like we can really take advantage of that. His face
just
is
pulls Megan
five,
off to the side.
Dave's face is five shades of scarlet right now.
It
was this show, Raised in Wisco, that first broke the news to Wisconsin that Megan
Salazar. You guys
Salazar
told everybody. My parents were listening, and I didn't even tell them yet.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Thanks.
We are family.
Salazar, we broke the news to the rest of Wisconsin that Megan Salazar was off the market.
Yep.
And she dragged her lover Dave along. Now, I want to be very clear. The two are, I think they're fantastic lovers. I really do.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's check our words here.
Keep it PG, man.
Whoa, whoa, slow down now. I'm just talking in the generic term of they love each
other. They look great together. Yes, they look great together.
Oh, Jerry.
You could have definitely phrased that differently.
So I'm told about
Slide
many things
into the DMs,
in life.
Right?
That's it. Dave is along, and you know we've all got exciting weekly Wisco's to talk about. And Dave's weekly Wisco, he doesn't have a mic, so I'll just tell you, he missed an awesome huge this last week.
Sorry, Dave. He does not look too happy.
The title of the show is "Make Fun of Dave."
No, hold on.
No, wait. It's another lesson. Remember the last time he had his lesson about you should make sure you have gas in your boat on opening weekend?
Yes.
Time it's to make sure that your arrows are long enough when you change your broadhead so when you pull back, you don't scare the deer.
Thank you, Megan. I wasn't actually... Look, you are not... You're not a hunter if you haven't missed.
Correct.
You're not an actual hunter. Someone who says, yeah, I go out there, I shoot with a gun and a bow, and I haven't missed anything I shot. They're a liar. They're not a hunter. Hunters miss quite a bit. In fact... I was goose hunting last week by myself and missed probably 7 geese that were within 30 yards in front of me because I was undershooting them. They were moving. They were catching the wind and moving. I was shooting behind each one, and I was driving myself absolutely batty about it. But every good hunter misses. And now a good hunter misses and then figures out why and learns from it, and then they use what they learn to be better down the road.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, so we already fixed it. New orders, arrows,
and
they're already here.
Megan was saying
out.
That the arrows were literally too short for the broadheads that were on them, and that can certainly be a problem. And we like to give Dave a little crap once in a while, too. That's also part of it. I want to go into our weekly Wiscos, because my weekly Wisco, I'm going to start, is the rut. Past week, I saw some deer in fields that you don't usually see. We saw some bigger bucks around. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Jason, my nephew Reed, shot a big, beautiful doe with his bow. This is literally the pinnacle for hunters and anglers in Wisconsin. Fishing's dynamite right now. The salmon run's going on.
Diver duck hunting
is going on. Megan, you just did that.
That's not my weekly Wisco, though.
All right. Well, Megan just shot a beautiful... Was that a canvasback in that
No,
picture?
That was last year. This year, I shot bluebills.
Yeah, the bluebill was beautiful as well. So, Danielle Fairman, what do you got for your weekly Wisco?
My weekly Wisco was taking a new turkey hunter out to get his first turkey.
And did you
Yay.
Get one?
Yep, we got one.
What?
Yeah, within like 45 minutes.
Where?
We got permission on another... land to go hunting.
Heck yeah, Danielle. And then, remember how you used to say how hard it was? Now you're just crushing the permissions.
Yeah, it was great. Everything worked out beyond words. It was so perfect.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Tell us about your hunter.
So the hunter is a 18 year old, and it was another shooter on the Kettle Moraine shooting trap team.
Okay.
And it was Josh, my boyfriend's youngest son's best friend.
For those of you just tuning in, although Megan's lover Dave is here, Danielle does talk about her lover Josh from frequently
Josh comes
on the show
sometimes.
As well. Sometimes Josh comes. He's a quiet type though. He doesn't like to be put on the spot either. So
Dave likes to talk a lot.
Dave does like to talk, and I mean every once in a while he's got something awesome to say too. So
every once in a while.
This is great.
Dave and I have the same camo cups. We're matchers, by the way. So I'm
mattresses?
Just matchers.
Mm. Ellie has one, too.
Ellie has that same one?
Yeah.
The little one? I think she has the big one.
Oh, maybe.
I have the little one. Dave has the little one. So it's time for the rest of you to get on board and get a camo.
You got to find them. They're sold out.
They're all at the Farm and Barn in Oconomowoc.
Yeah, there you go.
There's like three.
There's three left.
What?
Megan, did you have a weekly Wisco for us this week?
I did. I just finished the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association's For Women, By Women, Learn to Hunt at Trempealeau Refuge.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to Todd Schaller because he's awesome. He's a former chief warden of the state. Real hunter's hunter, a real good guy and a generous guy. Spends a lot of his time. He took you out bluebill hunting, but how was... The Learn to Hunt.
So Learn to Hunt was fantastic. We're in our third year now. We took out 10 women We had 10 mentors. They had an amazing spread on Saturday. I made an entire meal of harvested game from smoked salmon dip to chuckers, pheasants, ducks, geese, tacos.
Oh, man.
It was holy amazing.
God. How did it all work out?
So out of the 10, they harvested 19 birds total.
Oh, good for them.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Beautiful wood ducks, a couple of mallards, some pintails. What else did we have? Ringnecks and gadwalls. And that was it.
Yeah. Wow.
Wonderful. All right.
And these are people that a lot of them had not ever shot before either.
That's incredible. I mean, and you know how tough it is when your first duck hunt out
there.
Yeah, so actually connecting with a duck.
We expanded the program to 3 days. So they get shooting experience. Browning came out and actually sent a shooting instructor for them.
Wonderful.
And then Saturday was all education and scouting. And then Sunday they got to hunt. And then they had Brenda Kelly do a demonstration on cleaning and biology and everything. So
wonderful.
They've got the best of the best mentors out there for the program. And looking forward to next year.
Talk to me about what is, when you have brand new hunters, to me, there's literally nothing more exciting. Danielle, you have a brand new hunter. Mm-hmm. You had brand new hunters, man. I want to say to the audience listening, and we love everybody, whether you're, regardless whether you're a hunter, fisher person, or how you prepare your food, we love having you along because there's always something to learn about on Raised in Wisco, about how to use the resources of Wisconsin. But there is something indescribable about taking that hunter or fisher person for their first time afield.
Yes.
And what is the thing you hear the most, you heard the most from new hunters?
When can we go again? Like, what are we doing next weekend? Can we go again?
That's yep. what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
My phone
about.
Has been blowing up since because I came back, like, that's from awesome. All of
Someone
them with
who
what
has
they're doing.
No idea how to do it. Once they experience it the first time,
addicted.
They just want more of it.
Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah, I can't. And, you know, it's funny because one of the first experiences turkey hunting ever was I took Jerry Garcia.
Really?
Hey, you're on that list too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do not get out into the woods very often. I tend to like what you bring back. Let yes. me take care of it from
That's
there.
That's okay.
Yes, and for years,
you
Jerry
You do have a good
game.
Radio voice. You just...
It's very, very golden.
Got me in there. I was yeah. listening.
Yeah. You should read storybooks to
you
people.
Should.
Like, you know, like tales.
Like Matthew McConaughey like, has on
right.
the sleep app.
Yeah, but all of his all start out with.
All right, all right. All right.
I'm not all mad right. at that. He is sexy.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, look at Jacob. Jacob is laughing in the studio. I can see him laughing back there. Jacob, did you get out this week?
No, I didn't do anything.
No,
not even. I live in this studio.
Not even a squirrel around the building, huh?
I didn't see a squirrel, a chipmunk, or a mouse. It's been disappointing, but I've seen a little bit of nice. Fall sunsets, and that has been nice. It's,
at like
it's good
2:30.
To be in that time of year. Yeah.
Ah, 2:30. Jacob, that's a great week.
Yeah,
Wisco.
The leaves
the
are
sunsets
popping right
have been
now.
Unbelievable. Yes, leaves are beautiful.
I was up at my at Red Cedar Lake over the weekend. So
oh,
I saw
we'll
a
get
golden,
to you.
I saw a golden eagle.
Back.
A golden eagle. Yeah. Fantastic. I can't wait to talk to Chef Jerry Garcia about what he does and how we can do it at home. This is Raised in Wisco. Be your Wisconsin teddy bear. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish
Wait.
Sitting a lot.
Whoa. Did you? Hold up. Did
it
you
was
just
Elvis's
say?
Elvis's teddy bear, the song. I want to be your teddy
you
bear.
You could have rephrased it differently.
I mean,
you could be.
How does that?
I
weird?
Don't know.
Why
no,
do you,
I did not
Danielle,
know.
Danielle, you turn everything weird.
No, I did not know that song was Teddy Bear. I thought you just put that in there.
What did you think it was?
I don't listen to Elvis. I do not listen to Elvis.
Well, you better start. So when he said Wisco Teddy Bear, in my head, he pulled that out of his rear end. So,
that
yes, it
Elvis.
Took me by surprise.
Elvis.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, we sincerely apologize.
No, we're trying to educate her.
We really don't. George right now is furrowing his brow as he drives down the road listening to the show. George Ermert.
Hi, George.
Our number one fan. Shout out to him. And a shout out to the rest of Wisconsin, who now joins us on 25 civic media stations throughout Wisconsin and into Minnesota and Michigan. We love having you along. We have a lot of fun on this show. We talk about food. We talk about the outdoors of Wisconsin. Everybody has a reason to listen, and you are coming up to us and telling us you love the show. If you want to know more about the show or participate or have ideas for the show, please follow us on Raised in Wisco on Facebook. Yes. Listen to us live at 11:30 on all of your civic media stations throughout the state and Michigan and Minnesota. Woo. And if you miss it, Danielle, where can you catch the show?
You can catch the Wisco Teddy Bear on Spotify. I'm sure.
That's fair.
You asked for it.
Now I'm all flustered.
Verklempt.
Spotify. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple. Again, on Facebook. And they can go to Civic Media, search for Raised in Wisco. But the best thing is, you can just tell your Amazon speaker, your Alexa or Google, play Raised in Wisco, and it'll take you right there.
Yeah, it's awesome. We have a really good time on the show. Today, we've got a really special guest. Longtime friend of mine was the official chef of Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, the show that Danielle and I hosted for several years on the ABC station here in Milwaukee. Chef Jerry Garcia, who has made some unbelievable dishes in the past for the TV show. How did you take your expertise, you know, former Brewer Tailgate tip chef, and all the places you worked, from country clubs as executive chef to restaurants and bars, feeding the people of Wisconsin, how were you able to take that experience and turn that into excellent wild game cooking for the shows that you did?
Well, I mean, I think the basic thing to remember is that any recipe is a template, and that where all ingredients are interchangeable.
You know, you're that sounds terrifying.
When you're looking at a recipe, you're
See,
trying to figure
out.
That's
a good point, though, Danielle. You said that sounds terrifying.
Yes.
I don't think a lot. I think a lot of people are afraid of that, and that's what stops them from cooking.
And that's unfortunate. But
it is.
That's
what I think. That's the fun
people
thing
shouldn't
about the
be
kitchen.
Afraid to cook.
It's experimenting.
And that's exactly it. And that's where I've learned the majority of my expertise is by experimentation. I've failed way more than I've succeeded.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But those failures probably taste really darn good, though.
Maybe.
From you, yeah.
Maybe.
But what Megan said is really true. It's a place to be creative. I think a lot of average folks get caught in a rut. You go through your day at work. You get home. You want to make something fast and easy. So you end up relying on the same three or four things you're used to cooking. But I'm going to tell you something. Creativity does not equate to difficulty in cooking.
No, not
things.
At all.
Ruts are easy to get stuck in, but if you're not afraid to fail, that's when you will succeed. How did you turn that corner and start to realize that it's going to take me failing in order to succeed as a chef? And what advice do you have for the at-home chefs, the amateur chefs and cooks, to turn that corner for themselves and to keep trying?
Well, for the amateur at-home chefs, the simple thing to remember is that there's no pressure. You don't have people paying.
See, Danielle gets very nervous about it. I know that.
The good thing about being a parent is you can fail and still make the kids eat the food. You know, where as a restaurant, you can't necessarily do that.
That's true. You know? You don't like it? I don't care. Eat it.
But
you're grounded.
I don't think parents do that anymore.
No,
unfortunately,
only the good ones. Only the good ones.
See, it's being in the kitchen. Like Josh and I got into a little tiff. Was it yesterday or the day before? I'm like, he just wants me to try something different. I'm like, I will try something different. Just give me a recipe. I cannot divert from a recipe because if it's telling me it needs these three spices and I only have two of these.
You know, you can always call Ellie and myself and ask, and we'll help you.
Oh, yeah. You may have to ask for help. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not joking.
I call Ellie all the time and ask her.
Megan's one of the best cooks I know. Now, she's a sommelier. She's not necessarily a certified chef, but Megan's one of the best cooks I know. And I see
on Facebook yes, all the time.
But I know Megan asks questions all the time. In order to get better, you have to play someone better than you, right? In order to get better at tennis, you play someone who's better at tennis than you. So who's better than you at chefing is who you go to figure those things out.
Yep.
I mean, I had a great conversation with Jerry today. I would love to be a certified chef. I'd love to be an actual chef like him. And when he starts talking about what it takes to get to that point, you start to realize how much work and how long it takes and how little you actually know. And it's one of those cases, like everything in life, hunting, fishing, cooking, you name it. The more you learn, the more you learn you need to learn.
Right.
Every little step of what you learn more, you realize what more of a world there is out there to learn. Mm-hmm. And that is the joy of life, I'm telling you. I can't believe it. More with Jerry Garcia, of course. Megan Salazar's recipe of the week is coming up, and we're going to sneak one out of Jerry, too. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. Wisco's your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin. My name's Joel Clayfish. I have the honor and the privilege of steering this ship. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not really sure where we're going.
Perfect.
But I'm steering the ship.
That's my favorite kind.
And my co-captain in the passenger seat, no, in the shotgun seat, who feels very comfortable wielding a shotgun,
yes.
Danielle Fairman. And I have been together for nearly two decades doing the outdoors, doing media in the outdoors. Something that I want to point out, we talked today about our weekly Wiscos, and Danielle's and Megan's were both bringing new hunters into the field.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a risk here. I'm going to tell you, if you listen to this show and you've never hunted or fished, contact the show.
Oh, for sure.
Because if we don't literally take you out ourselves, we will hook you up with people who would love to give you a try in the sport you desire. I talk about women.
Agreed.
Being the fastest growing. Women 18 to 35 are the fastest growing group of new hunters in the state. Get out there. Try it. If you don't like it, don't ever do it again. But I haven't ever met anybody who hasn't loved it. Have you guys?
Not once.
No. You hear such exciting things from them.
You do.
When people hunt.
The gentleman who I took out this past weekend was, his breath and his arms were just shaking more than I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Like, I had to tell him to, like, breathe in, breathe out. You know, it was like we were in yoga class.
Sure.
Before the hunt or after?
Before, when the bird was coming in, strutting, and he had his gun up, he was waiting, he was just shaking. I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
But that's
so
what even
exciting.
Gets us going, still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So exciting.
It was the greatest thing. He's like, that was such a new experience. I was like, yeah. Addicted, aren't you? He's
I
like, oh, yeah.
I absolutely love it when a turkey's coming in. When I'm turkey hunting, that's my favorite kind of hunting. When that turkey's coming to the decoys, or the brood of hens and jakes are coming to the decoys, it's so fun to watch. I just absolutely, absolutely love it. So if you're out there and you're curious about it, go on Facebook, Raised in Wisco. Follow the page and tell us what you think or what you'd like to know, because even if we don't know it, we'll find it out. Chef Jerry Garcia spent his very first hunt next to me in a blind. Now, Chef Jerry Garcia learned that the fundamental first lesson of hunting is it is called hunting because you're not going to a grocery store. You don't always leave with something.
Well, and, how did the hunt go? What was
Brian,
it like?
Well, so first of all, it was about 20 degrees below zero.
Yeah, it was a chilly
was it?
Morning.
He didn't bring out the Mr. Buddy heater for you?
A little bit earlier than I usually get up, but And definitely earlier than I spend in a field normally.
So, yes. So it was about 20, 15 degrees below zero. I had a little bit of Mr. Buddy heater, and it was Bryant Johnson, who owns several restaurants in the area, and Jerry Garcia and I in the blind.
Wow. That had to be
all
a trio.
Of us. It was tight.
Yeah, but did the heater work? Because sometimes it's worked. That cold, it doesn't work.
The heater worked, but we were still kind of snuggling against each other. We were cold.
It was on purpose, though.
It was very cold.
I think Bryant was snoring for a while there,
Bryant
too.
Snored for a while, and I think all three of us may have drifted off
at some point.
And I think it's one of those cases where we're glad we didn't drift off and not wake up, you know, when it's that cold. Right. I think some people meet their doom, but it still is an incredibly memorable thing to me to have you guys out there with me, and you guys both enjoyed the hunt.
Oh,
even though
it was a great time.
We didn't get to kill anything, but what, you know, and the reason they ended up with me out there is because Jerry was cooking for, you know, Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. He was doing some cooking stuff for us for that show, and I want to know, where does this, I'm a foodie. You called me an amateur chef today, which I think is a high praise.
Aw, nice.
Yeah.
Where does this passion and love for cooking and food come from? And how does it convert into cooking such a variety of different things, including wild game?
I think growing up in the 70s and 80s, both of my parents were working. So a lot of the food I grew up on was shake and bake,
yes,
canned vegetables, those sorts of things.
Sure, because our parents were products of the 50s and 60s,
exactly,
where processed food came into vogue, and it was so easy, and mom and dad were both working, and you came home, you opened a can or a box and heated it up, and that was it.
You'd have to go to grandma's house to get a home-cooked meal all the time, and then watching her, every day she was making meals for the entire family, not just, you know, people in the house, but all the cousins, all the uncles,
oh, man,
everybody, and rolling tortillas every day.
Whoa, slow down.
Oh, oh, yeah. Wow.
Wait a minute. So
every
you were talking,
morning.
So grandma, so right. Your grandma, where, what was her heritage?
She was Spanish.
Spanish. Yeah. So she was
Native
making,
American,
was bet, she yeah. using, was she making actual Spanish-inspired recipes?
Tex-Mex. So that my family itself is from Gonzales, Texas.
Okay.
So that's where the Garcia is rooted there. From. And we all came up in the 50s to Waukesha.
So your ancestor is actually Mayan or Aztec.
I am a Comanche in Spanish and then Czechoslovakian.
Really?
Oh, look at you. Hey, he's got an interesting mix like me.
Yeah, Megan, I'm just an Italian German dude, but yes, that is quite an interesting mix.
So the inspiration was when I was working in restaurants as a teenager, mm-hmm, in family stuff, big boy and chanceries, that sort of thing. Working with real food, fresh foods, you know, really got my palate going. And once you start eating real food, I mean, it doesn't take much to
get you,
set things off from there. And then, you know, the experience through working with food, I was always an artist. So I was a musician, I was a painter, drawer, sculptor, doing all that stuff. And that's what my career goal was, to be in commercial advertising, that sort of thing. But it really wasn't my thing to sit anywhere in a certain period of time. I'm a antsy, kind of got to walk around kind of guy.
Yep, I understand that.
And once I went to Eddie Martini's and worked for Chef Joe Minch, he was the one that really showed me that food was art.
Oh, food is art for sure.
And it just clicked
for
you.
And then it clicked. It just all fell into place. And then throughout the years, learning there's basic principles of cooking.
Right.
You know, and once you learn,
you got your bechamel, you got your other.
Once you learn those principles, everything else just
falls
into place.
What are these principles?
Well, you can take my classes,
of
course.
Like
searing.
Okay.
You know, that's a principle.
Techniques and like how flavors go together.
Like, for instance, you use the same techniques in doing an Indian butter chicken as you would like a Chinese orange chicken. Same techniques, but different ingredients. You know what I mean? So once you learn those basic concepts and basic practices, then everything else just falls in place.
Can we go back to your class? What? Mm-hmm. Can you explain more on that?
Yeah.
Are we going to your house?
We were getting to that. He's now a chef who teaches other people how to make culinary delights now.
Oh, boy. Is that the beautiful...
Chef Pam's Kitchen.
Yeah, Chef Pam's
Downtown
Kitchen.
Waukesha.
That's a chef coat.
Yeah. Chef coat. Yes, that's the word I'm looking coat. For. I'm like, schmuck?
Yeah. Yeah, so, give yourself a plug here. Tell us about Chef Pam's Kitchen and what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, we're right downtown Waukesha. We're a cute little boutique little cooking school. So we're actually a commercial-style kitchen where we rent it out to artisan chefs. So when we're not teaching classes, we actually support like 40 artisan chefs who can't afford their own brick-and-mortar building.
Okay.
So they can come to our place, use our facilities, and then get certified and licensed and all that sort of thing.
That's wonderful.
But we teach all sorts of cooking classes from all cuisines from all over the world to different specialized classes like knife skills, art of the sear, those sorts of things.
I feel like Raisin Wisco needs a bonding experience at this place.
Hey, you should come on down. We got
Noah. Noah, we could take this show on the road, right? We got the equipment to take this show on the road. Do you think they'd let us do an episode in Chef Pam's Kitchen?
For sure. That's where I film.
Okay, you guys listening across the state in Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, we're going to do a future show in Chef Pam's Kitchen. Chef Pam, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Pam.
Thanks for permission before.
Thank you. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love that.
Is this where you bring back tailgate tips?
Well, actually, tailgate tips sort of came back this year in 2025. Oh. It was called What's Cooking this year, and it was by Renewal by Anderson was the sponsor. So this time around, I finally, after I retired from the restaurant industry, had time to actually do television again. So I went to FanDuel, who was Fox Sports back in the day, and luckily the same people are working there. And so I had kind of a connection in there and asked if we could do something along those lines again. And there's like, no problem. You get some sponsors.
Okay.
Well,
you get some sponsors.
So
I
tried looking up like your history on Google, right?
Sure.
You don't have much, but
Danielle's a big researcher.
But I did find so many remarks from the Brewers. This was a couple years ago. Who else misses tailgate tips with Jerry Garcia?
Yeah.
Everything he made those look, everything he made during those commercials look so good. He's my second favorite Jerry Garcia, but my first favorite because he's living.
So,
yeah, there's so many things. You have fans that still talk about you.
Little commercials. They were 1-minute commercials sponsored by Piggly Wiggly, Johnsonville Brats, Bill's Mustard, Merck's Cheese. I was like a NASCAR driver at one point. Funny little thing, they just came and found me and asked me if I want to do television. I'm like, yeah.
Now, did you do that before you did television, our TV show? Danielle and my TV show?
Yeah, so it was from 2005 to 2014.
Okay. Yeah,
And
that
was
when
ongoing,
I first ran for the legislature.
8 years.
And so we're still all, look at the three of us are still doing stuff together in the media and still talking about
for
food.
Sure.
Can you believe it?
Food.
Okay, real quick, tell me your favorite tailgate tip that you gave through the years.
Either A, make sure you have enough propane for your grill, or B,
that's good.
Dave,
make sure you have lighter fluid for your charcoal, because you'd be surprised how many people can't light their grills in the amount of time that they have to get down
there. Hey, and there you have it. Those are two real great tailgate tips. I have one tailgate tip for hunting. Make sure your arrows are long enough for your broadheads.
There you go.
Right,
Dave.
For the record, everybody, I love Dave. Dave's like one of the most easygoing, wonderful dudes you'll ever meet, and he's super into hunting, and he's a really, really good hunter. So anything I tease him about is usually out of jealousy that he gets in the tree stand and has stuff walk by him. Because that is really the challenge when you are during the rut, that's for sure. Man, that tailgate tip is really great. Give me one real quick food tailgate tip.
Food tailgate tip is to come to the stadium prepared.
No such thing.
Don't go down there deciding you're going to chop your vegetables and start preparing.
Wait a minute.
Mise en place.
Mise en place.
Get your mise en place ready.
Ellie
Lawton taught us mise en place. As long as you have everything prepped ahead of time, the rest will go smoothly.
Exactly.
Even if it screws up. Mise en place means everything in its place, right?
Everything in its place, and that is the key to success in any cooking
experience.
Hey,
shout out to Ellie Lawton, even though she ditched us this week.
It's not your fault, Ellie. I love you.
Well, she'll be back next week if things go well. Man, this is awesome. Up next, Megan Salazar's recipe of the week. And I hope Chef Garcia will throw one in there with us, too. You're listening to my favorite radio show, Raised in Wisconsin. Michael Jackson, bringing it in. This is Raised in Wisconsin.
I love it.
I get so excited about Michael Jackson. Man, I got dancing shoes on tonight, you guys.
You do. It's
I can't stop myself.
It's the chicken.
I can't help myself. What James Brown would say that, wouldn't he? Can't I help myself. Something, he had something like that.
It's exactly the same.
Something
like nailed it.
like those TikToks and stuff, they say nailed it and they're trying to make a cake. It looks nothing like
no.
It's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
Oh,
failed it
gosh.
Is more like
failed
it.
Nailed it. Failed
nailed it.
Oh, hey, I'm excited because the Raised in Wisco crew helped us put up some more decor in the fishbowl in the studio today, which is pretty cool. I'm excited about that. What an awesome show. We got Chef Jerry Garcia here, who I've been friends with for now, no joke, more than 35 years. Yeah. Think about that. Something that's insane. We met each other when we were born, and now we're 36. So.
Yep. Exactly it. Interesting.
That's some fuzzy math right there. Joe Biden would be proud. And we got Megan Salazar filling in for Chef.
The first time I met Jerry, he fed me, which was fantastic. But it was the first time I had Bear.
Oh, really?
It was on the show. It was Bear with excuse me if I don't really remember this, with an orange marmalade sauce. Does that sound... like something?
I have absolutely
I mean,
no
you only
idea.
Made like 10 recipes your whole entire life.
Yeah.
It was.
That was the
phenomenal.
First time I ever had Bear, and I remember just sitting there and you kept talking to me, Joel, and I couldn't say anything because it was just so good. I kept
it was
stuffing
so
my
good.
Face.
I remember that. It was Bear, and there was orange peel as a garnish.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It was phenomenal.
Like, yeah, it was so
speaking
good.
Of food, it's that time of the show.
Yeah, it's that time. I'm so
all,
scared.
You're so
what are you scared of?
Because I'm Ellie today, and I that's
Chef Lawton
big
is a,
shoes
is
to
a
fill.
Big shoes to fill. I'm an NGL, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. But Megan Salazar is our Raised in Wisco chef this week. Megan,
yay.
What have you got for us?
Oh, this one's super simple. Appetizer.
Love it.
Duck crostini.
Ooh.
Ooh, sounds fantastic.
Just a couple of ingredients, and you can do it with venison also. So you're going to take a baguette, slice it into like 3/4-inch slices, put some olive oil, toast those up. It's going to have whipped goat cheese on the bottom.
Oh,
so we're going to take goat cheese, maybe a little cream cheese, couple dashes of lemon. Put that in your food processor, whip it till it's nice and creamy, slather that on top
whip
of your crostini.
Good.
Then fig and honey jam. You
nice.
Don't like figs?
Holy cow.
With like a lingonberry or even an orange marmalade. Put that on top of your goat cheese, and then you're going to take your duck breasts, salt and pepper, sear it medium rare, slice it thin, put it on top. Maybe a little bit of arugula for some color, and you're done.
Arugula on top. Fancy.
Holy cow.
So,
that
super easy.
That sounds like a carpaccio.
And it's so pretty, and it's so easy, and people look at it, and they're like, oh, you did all this work. It's really not that much work.
Okay. You know how funny that was? Megan was, like, actually nervous to try to live up to the Chef Lawton standards. She buzzed through that recipe in, like, 10 seconds.
But don't worry. Quickly. I'm going to put it on the internet so you can see it.
My gosh. That sounds fantastic. Talk to me, though, because I always tell people when you're cooking waterfowl, there is an extremely fine line between undercooking it and overcooking it. What are you looking for? And I'll rely on both chefs here tonight. What are you looking for when you're cooking the breast? You cook it whole first and then slice it?
Yes, cook it whole first, then slice it so you can let it rest in between. So I usually cook it, let it rest while I'm prepping everything else or like assembling the rest of my crostini. So that way, by the time then I slice it, it's rested enough to go and put on my crostinis.
And I think a lot of people forget that when you pull something, it's still cooking as it's resting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People cook it to what they want, then they take it off, and then they go back. In some cases, the meat is dry. And either chef here, tell me if I'm right or wrong on that, because if you're cooking it, if you want a medium steak or a medium duck breast, and remember, you don't have to worry about those salmonella things with wild goose or duck that you do with chicken, and you cook it that medium, if you cook it too medium, it's going to be medium well after it rests.
Right.
Is that correct?
It's called carryover cooking.
Okay. Carryover cooking.
Where that heat carries
over. Oh, I love to go to the bar and sing carryover. Karaoke.
So the great thing about this recipe, too, is I do it with venison all the time also. But with venison, I do it sweet or savory. So instead of the fig jam and the goat cheese, I'll do a horseradish cream with caramelized onions and balsamic mushrooms.
Gosh, that sounds amazing.
I feel like I would even try that.
The beauty of
it. You would? Yeah.
Oh, for sure you would.
Well, yeah.
Megan's debut.
I don't like sauerkraut or mushrooms, dude.
You'll be fine.
You like mushrooms now.
Danielle, your palate is expanding. I have seen you eat things you'd never thought you'd try and love them.
Yeah.
Right in front of us.
Like mushrooms.
Like mushrooms. I know, and you ate haggis. That's right.
Oh, man. What was that again?
That was haggis.
Haggis?
Lots of stuff. Oh. But I don't know how you can't.
You tricked me on that one.
I just don't know how you can't like mushrooms because they're such fun guys.
Oh, no.
I had to. I couldn't help it. Chef Garcia, I'm going to slide you in. What kind of recipe you got for us? I know you got something in your head.
Well, believe it or not, the hunting I did do as a kid was pheasant hunting.
Ooh, okay. Perfect.
So my dad always took us out, and it was actually right out in this area, Rome. Yeah,
the area, right down the road.
There's
pheasants over at Rome. Yep.
And so we would always have pheasant in the freezer. And that's what I've become, you know, that was my first real wild game that I worked with. What I like to do is obviously tacos are my thing. I love tacos.
Can't go wrong with tacos.
I take the pheasant breast and I peel the skin off. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we want to get a nice brine going.
Okay, awesome.
Because we want to tenderize that meat. Basically we marinate it, saute it, sear it, put it in the oven for the rest of the way, about 170, and then slice it, serve it with a nice cilantro lime relish on top, and fried chicharrones.
Yeah, chicharrones!
Chicharrones! Me gusta mucho! Hey, we love having you along. Thank you for the lovers, Dave and Megan, Danielle Fairman, Chef Jerry Garcia. I'm Joel Clavish. This is Race in Wisconsin!